Well, the time to pray is now. We are at the five-year mark, one day after when President Trump said, calm before the storm. We're going to see that. We're also going to see drops on many fronts, pointing to some major moves which could occur in the next few days or months. Traitors are revealing themselves. They know the punishment is death for being a traitor. It's all shaken out now, one day at a time. Zelensky's panicking, too, since Speaker took off. Looks like his little money pot might be disappearing. Who knows? Old Clinton showed up again, but it could be a mass person. I'll show you that. The View continues their witchcraft. We'll remind you from President Trump, the Truth Social drop that he moved in, and we'll show some Putin stuff also. Here we go.
Over the next 16 months, our enemies will try harder than ever to divide us and to destroy us. The lies, abuse, and injustice that will come our way will be worse than ever before in the history of our country. To persevere, we must stand tall. We must stand strong. We have to be strong. We have to be stronger than ever before because they're coming at us. There's something wrong with these people. And I don't like saying that. You know, as president, you're the president of everyone. So I don't like saying that. But there is something wrong with these people, and we have to stand together, or we're not going to have a country anymore.
And someone pointed out to many on social media that there seems to be a lot of infighting. Folks might be going at each other, trying to figure out who knows who, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. No, you're right. No, I'm right. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just a reminder. It's a reminder to all of us. They're going to do all they can with their psyops. The enemy is going to do all they can to make everybody forget about things like the calm before the storm.
You guys know what this represents?
What?
Memories of the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Give us a hint on your answer.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you'll find out. And that was October 5th, 2017. Sorry, that was, I did my math wrong, 6 years ago. August 27, 2018, witch hunt, no deals. Okay? And so as this continues to move forward, we can see all types of attacks on everything that we are up to, everything that we see, the way that we communicate, and more. And I was looking over at, when we were talking about Elon Musk earlier, Elon called for an overhaul of agencies like the SEC, and he calls for the punishment of people at these agencies who abuse their power for political reasons. Let's do it for all three-letter agencies. The comment from Musk came on X in response to the news that the SEC is suing Musk in relation to his Twitter stock purchase. The SEC clearly has it out for Musk as they're forcing him to testify. So all of this is playing out. Colin Ruggs reminding they're going to come after everyone one at a time. Here's this.
Morgan, the SEC is suing Musk because they subpoenaed him in September to show up in court in San Francisco to talk about his Twitter deal, and he didn't show up. And so he was supposed to provide agreed upon testimony, they say, and he didn't show up. And so they have sued him in San Francisco federal court to enforce that subpoena. That's the news. Okay.
So, as this plays out, many are under attack. And those that are under attack, truthers, people on that are doing shows like mine, little by little, they're going to be coming after each one of us because they're in panic mode. They can't stand the fact that they're getting exposed day in and day out. One of those exposures would be the IRS consultant who leaked former President Trump's tax returns. He's been arrested, faces 5 years in prison. They don't want you to know about that. Yeah, Donald Trump followers targeted by FBI as 2024 election nears. That was put on Newsmax, but that was from a Newsweek headline, October 4th, 2023. So, Patriot Voice put this out. The FBI is openly targeting real Donald Trump supporters as MAGA extremists. The federal government believes that the threat of violence and major civil disturbances around the 2024 U.S. presidential election is so great that it has quietly created a new category of extremists that it seeks to track and counter: Donald Trump's army of MAGA followers. Our government is not only weaponizing the FBI DOJ against political opponents, they are shifting focus to you and me. If you support Trump, you are now a MAGA extremist, enemy number one. The time is uncanny. So I put this link to the Patriot Voice in the description box below. Just yesterday, he said he personally filed a relevant landmark $25 million defamation lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League. The ADL trains the FBI from 2014. Did you know ADL trains every FBI agent, every new agent, on their role as protectors of the American people and the Constitution? Forget politics. This is the battle. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see this. Moreover, right here, 22 is posted. Moreover, defendant works closely with the law enforcement agencies, just such as the FBI and local police departments across the country, providing training on extremism. And on those like Mr. Sabal, whom it designates as extremists, they're going to start calling us extremists. Yes, they are. Where would that come from? Oh, old Clinton, the one that they put in front of the screen, says that there needs to be some form of backlash against the extremist MAGA subset. See, they're doing all together. They form an alliance, the mainstream media, the three-letter agencies, all those afraid that they're going to end up in Gitmo. The show's playing out where basically showing what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and more. Is this part of the movie, the part of the show, or is it actually going to happen? Does the enemy still have a little bit of power and they're trying to oust them out? You betcha. Mm-hmm. So let's hear what she says. So if you have to walk out of the room because you can't stand hearing Hillary talk, that's up to you. If you have to throw up after this, you know, hopefully I'll pause for a little bit so you can do that, but here we go.
The main contenders for his position are Jim Jordan, who you knew very well from Benghazi.
Oh, I don't know him well. I watched him and stared at him for 11 hours while he made stuff up about me. So I don't know him, but I've seen him in action.
So what will it mean if he gets the speakership?
Well, I mean, he is one of the principal ringleaders of the circus that's been created in the Republican Party for the last several years.
Now, as this being is talking, I want you to pay attention to this right here. See where I'm drawing this line on the neck? Pay attention to that. It seems quite interesting, in my opinion, that this thing, this neck, some would say it's just a wrinkle, but I've never seen one that just goes completely around, and when they talk, it just seems to be completely different than the color of the rest of the body. Could be a mask. I don't know. Here we go.
I have no inside knowledge about what the Republicans will do, who they will end up voting for. But when do they put the country first? They do not represent a majority of even the Republican Party. When you look at the extremists in the House, they certainly don't represent a majority of the country. And, you know, somebody has to stand up and say enough. You know, we can have disagreements. I'm all for that. I was in the Senate for 8 years. I worked with a lot of Republicans and, you know, opposed them when I didn't agree. But at some point, there needs to be a backlash against the control that this small group of extremists have. And I don't know who will lead that, but let's hope whoever becomes the new speaker will.
Whoever becomes the new speaker. Oh, that would be so wonderful if President Trump stepped in that role. However, he's endorsing Jim Jordan. I'll show you that in a second. But just again, if she's upset that McCarthy's put out, then whatever Hillary Clinton wants, we definitely want the opposite. I think I'm going to show some more of her in a second. Do I have some more? Yeah, maybe in a moment. Anyway, so yeah, back to the speaker before I show you some border stuff. Supreme Court declines to consider long-shot bid to disqualify Trump from running for president. Oh, so they were going to try to disqualify him. And Congressman Troy Nell says, just had a great conversation with President Trump about the speaker's race. He's endorsing Jim Jordan. I believe Congress should listen to the leader of our party. I fully support Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. Huh. Then President Trump said, Congressman Jim Jordan has been a star long before making his very successful journey to Washington, D.C., representing Ohio's 4th Congressional District. Respected by all, he is now chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. As president, I had the honor of presenting Jim with our country's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So much is learned from sports, and Jim was a master. While attending Graham High School, he won state championships all 4 years, a rarity, and compiled an amazing 156-1 record. At the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Jim became a two-time NCAA Division I wrestling champion. He won his 1985-86 NCAA championship matches in his weight class. Jim has a master's degree in education from Ohio State University and a law degree from Capital University. He's strong on crime borders, our military vets, and Second Amendment. Jim, his wife, Polly, and family are outstanding. He will be a great Speaker of the House and has my complete and total endorsement. Now, he says all that, yet many are still saying that he's possibly considering of visiting, having talks about running for that particular part of the office, their speaker, and more. Now, since we're on the speaker subject, I wanted to show you a clip just to remind you how we're waking up to the fake news, even more so Fox News and old Kilmeade. Watch how Kilmeade asks questions, launches a full-scale attack. That's what they show you for Tim Burchett, okay? Watch him ask a question, cut him off immediately, constantly ask questions, cut him off, and Tim's not having anything of it. This is great.
Do you think it's going to do for the Republican Party and chances of holding on to leadership and the majority when it looks like you're the ringleader of a circus led by Matt Gaetz, who likes to blow things up but not offer any new ideas? Are you happy following Matt Gaetz? Is that your leader?
What a question. Instead of just asking a simple question. Instead of just bringing up Speaker of the House, what was your role in it? Why did you do it? And just let him talk. He's calling it a clown, just basically clown show, I believe is what I heard. He's using big adjectives and he's on the attack mode as if Kilmeade thinks he's in office and he's one of the leaders of who knows what he thinks he is. He sure thinks he's running things because he's talking to this to Tim Burchett, who did all the hard work to get to where he's at today as a leader, and this Kilmeade completely disrespects him and is sick.
I'm not following Matt Gaetz. I made my own decision. I didn't ask Matt.
But if Matt Gaetz didn't challenge, you weren't going to challenge.
You see how he cut him off? You see that? He won't let him finish.
Do what?
If Matt Gaetz didn't stand up, you weren't going to challenge. You know that.
I believe I would have.
Oh, come
I
on. Please, you were praying about it 1 minute. The next minute, you're going to lead an insurgency?
So you don't think that praying about it's important? Is that what you're saying?
Did you catch that word, insurgency? And then he says pray. So he makes fun of those who pray?
You're praying about how you're going to vote with Matt Gaetz. And the next minute, you're going to lead an insurgency?
Listen, you got a predetermined answer to everything.
I have an opinion about what's going on. Do you have an opinion, too?
And you talk over me every time I try to make
a point. Make your point.
The point is that we're $33 trillion in debt. This speaker was woefully, woefully lacking in leadership skills. He always placed the blame somewhere else. America is going to be better off with new leadership.
And
that's the bottom line.
And who
line.
Is it?
It possibly could be Steve Scalise. It could be Elise Stefanik. It could be Roger Williams out of Texas. It could be Mark Green out of Tennessee.
So they all supported Kevin McCarthy, including the most conservative guy I know, Jim Jordan. Why are you smarter than Jim Jordan and the 210 plus Republicans? Why are you smarter?
I represent my district, brother. And why are you smarter than me? You're right. Condemning me because I stand up on my own, and that's what I do.
I'm not condemning you. I'm questioning you. You don't like being questioned?
The line of questioning is very negative, and you know that, and I know that. When this is all over with, and we have a new speaker, and we're running smooth, let's have this conversation again.
Were you happy with John Boehner?
I wasn't here with John Boehner.
Right. With Paul Ryan?
They're both rhinos. I mean, they're not in my camp anyway. But I wasn't here when they were here.
So you had 15 yeses for every round you voted for Kevin McCarthy, but you think he's the problem.
Right now, I sure do. He's part of it. He's part of this whole problem. When you deny that there's a problem in this dysfunctional Washington, brother, then you know there's a problem. You can't get past the fact we take in $5 trillion, we spend $7 trillion, and leadership.
I'm fascinated the way you blame Kevin McCarthy that you're $33 trillion in debt. But you're going to get a new leader. I'm sure he's going to solve everything.
Well,
how sickening is that? Who in the world does Kilmeade think he is? Where did he come from? How in the world did he get by with questioning somebody like that? And I'm glad that Tim Burchett handled the way he said they're rhinos. I wasn't here when these rhinos were around. We're spending too much. Bottom line. I represent the people who elected me. Bottom line. I don't try to make you happy, Fox News. I don't try to make everybody happy, Fox News. I was elected. I'm working for the people. Let's get to this here. I wanted to show you that we're at andweknow.com. Folks, you can go there. Just remind you all the time, please type it in. Go visit. You can become a fellow member, receive merch discounts, newsletter from LT, special merch package, exclusive invite invitations. I'm going to play a clip next week of a recent meeting we had over Zoom where we had great talks and just everybody just sharing their heart. It was great. You can also go there and sign up for a newsletter to get updates on all kinds of things. And also, you can receive our gear. Now, before I show you the gear, I wanted to share with you that Robert and Jamie from Banners for Freedom worked hard to come up with this billboard for us, a couple of billboards. And I'm going to play this clip where they're standing in front of one here. That's awesome. And you have to forgive me. I forgot to put the location. What location is that one? I think it's in Colorado, Northern Colorado. I've got, if you pause your screen, you might be able to look up here and see all the locations for all the billboards that are up now, thanks to their hard work. It's absolutely amazing. And there's their truck, the Remnant Revolution Tour. So cool. But they've got them in Loveland, Denver, Turnpike, Denver, Pueblo West, and we're working on some for West Monroe, Louisiana, and some other places. And here's one, Let My People Go. So thank you guys so much for supporting us and grabbing our gear and more. And it just helps us to be able to get these billboards up to let everybody know to hang out in the show and learn more. And so if you get that, you remember our book is there, my autobiography. We've got our shirts. We've got our T-shirts, hats, so much more. A signed book from LT2 from a men's OCPAC or women's OCPAC. So cool. So please check it out if you will. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake.
This is Letitia James, promises to go after Trump. It's a reminder. President Trump put this on Truth Social. And it's a message from our president. Just a reminder of Letitia James and what she used to say and then what she says now.
Believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
Please sue him for us.
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the
I know my name personally.
That man in the White House who can't go a day without threatening our fundamental rights.
Yes, we need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. We need to find out whether or not he's engaged in conspiracy.
It's important that everyone understand that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
So quite different than what she's kind of spouting off now. Another thing that they were saying years ago, right, was the lies from the Dems. They lied to the American people about systematically proven to be a deception for the world to see in the most plainly obvious manner. Trump's border wall was supposedly racist. You guys remember that? So they say, oh, I didn't really go after Trump. Yes, you did. Oh, we didn't really push hard against the border wall. You know, we didn't say all that. Trump's border wall was supposedly racist, but now Biden's admin is attempting to further that wall. They told you Trump was a warmonger, yet under Biden, we've come closer to World War III than perhaps ever before. Trump told the world that Washington was akin to a cesspool, a swamp, and now the populace sees it all with vision. The Great Awakening continues to make waves. Nothing can stop it. Let's check out this clip.
Faced with a surge in illegal crossings, the Biden administration has announced it is waiving more than two dozen federal laws to add on to the border wall in southern Texas. NBC senior White House correspondent Gabe Gutierrez has the latest. And Gabe, tell us what we know about this reversal.
Hi, Hoda. Good morning. This is a striking acknowledgement that changes are needed to stem the migrant influx at the southern border. The Department of Homeland Security waiving 26 federal laws, such as the Clean Air Act and the Safe Water Drinking Act, to allow border wall construction in Starr County, Texas. This is a major reversal for President Biden, who, during the 2020 campaign, vowed that not another foot of wall would be constructed under his administration. The president also issued a proclamation in 2021 stating that building a massive wall that spans the entire southern border is not a serious policy solution. It's a waste of money that diverts attention from genuine threats to our homeland security. In a statement overnight, Customs and Border Protection says funds for this project were appropriated by Congress in 2019 and that DHS is required to use them for their appropriated purpose, Hoda.
Yeah, and Gabe, this comes after increasing criticism from members of his own party.
Yeah, Hoda, just days ago, Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, a staunch Biden ally, slammed the administration in a scathing letter, calling the migrant influx untenable and calling out the federal government's lack of intervention and coordination at the border. The White House says it's provided $46 million in funding for migrants to Illinois, but the governor's office told me that is not nearly enough. Meanwhile, New York City officials have been sounding the alarm for the better part of a year and are now asking a court to suspend its right to shelter law, which requires migrants to have a place to stay.
Interesting, huh? So fill up, bring as many people over as possible, say that there's actually no worries about the border, there's nothing big going on. And then right leading up to an election, right into the brains of the people that never pay attention to politics, as they get ready to vote, they'll say, well, who should I vote for? Well, let's vote for the Democrats. Why? Well, remember when all of those folks were coming into our cities? Yeah, well, the Democrats put a stop to it, and they built a wall to protect us and got everybody out. All they did? Yes. You guys catching it? Here's a collection of clips throughout the past couple of years of the Biden administration constantly telling Americans the United States-Mexico border is not open.
I want to be very clear. Our borders are not open.
It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open. And I just want to be very, very clear about that.
Border is secure. There's no change in policy. The border remains closed.
Let me be clear. Our border is not open and will not be open.
We have talked about the border wall here in general as a way that it's been used to close the border, and we feel that it is a policy that doesn't work, and it's not just us. Experts have said that the border wall is not an effective policy.
I want to be very clear.
The clown show. The United States government says, "Do not believe your lying eyes." Wall Street apes. Thank you for that clip. We definitely needed it. Always a reminder of all the lies that continue to pour out from them. And believe me, that was just my guess on how this is playing out, why all of a sudden they're going to start approving the new border wall. Create the chaos, fill the cities up, give them a bunch of money. Folks are angry and mad. Clean up the mess that you made and then take the credit for it. But yet, could it be too late? Venezuela has emptied their prisons per Border Patrol agent on camera. Here's an illegal from Venezuela. This video was made in Lajas Blancas camp in Darien, Panama. He, along with everyone there, is headed to America and will receive $2,200 a month in the USA from the Biden administration. Oh, boy. And so, again, let me see if we can find all the Easter eggs today, Professor Patriot. Ukraine is panicking. We're going to show you that in a moment. Trump will present himself for speaker. We've been seeing some speculation on that. Sunak blew the doors off trans pronounism in one breath. Putin went scorched earth all day. Biden gets accused of abusing his dogs. Mayorkas admits to needing a wall, and then he and Biden have to walk it back. Pfizer has no authorization to legally send out the jab they actually distributed. Trudeau got called stupid by Putin in a piece of in a crowd. Trump filed for presidential immunity in the Jack Smith shakedown. The Pentagon is having to send seized Iranian weapons to Ukraine. Corinne the Clown admitted the bad administration is just starting to observe the law. That's enough for a full boom day. What did I miss? Oh, wait. The U.S. and Ukraine were found to be recruiting ISIS to fight in Ukraine. I knew there was something. Way to go. Great drops for all of us. What else is going on? Oh, somebody called Jim Jordan a terrorist. Forgot to show this because, you know, now a little bit worried that he's going to run for speaker. You know, he's third in line for presidency.
I will just say about Jim Jordan, you know, he has been called by his own party, by John Boehner, a political terrorist. He's also been linked to the Ohio State sexual abuse scandal. I testified in front of Congress about something so simple, cameras in courtrooms. He came in late. He looked disheveled. And he immediately was screaming and yelling and terrorized me and the other experts on the panel. And describing him as a terrorist is exactly that. He's a chaos agent, and it came out of nowhere, and he had no command of the subject that we were talking about, which made it even scarier. So to have him, the thought of him being the Speaker of the House, I think leads to more chaos for
this
country.
But his role model is Donald Trump, who has no command of the language either.
Alrighty. The witches have spoken from their coven. They're casting their spells on everyone. They're using Hillary out there. There needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. She calls all of us, anybody that's MAGA, cult members. Get that into the brains of the folks that watch these networks. We're called insurgents. We're called extremists. They're picking up all the words again. Remember, blame those who are doing the exact thing that we're doing so nobody looks at us. And then we get to some good comms. I wanted to share this now. Greg Jarrett, Elizabeth McDonald, thank you to both, says President Trump. Letitia James is a corrupt politician using her office for political gain. Although her run for governor was not exactly successful, she pulled it close to zero. It went back to the AG's office and getting Trump. And we just played that clip earlier. Now, what is amazing about this whole play of words is the times that he dropped it. 1027 would be 2227, which is military time. POTUS will be up all night. Pray, watch the news tomorrow. Also, it's a 4 minute, 51 second clip. This is from GH17. Who is meeting in secret right now? We see you. We hear you. You evil, sick, are stupid. So, the punishment for a traitor. D DOJ held meetings on how to oust President Trump. Huh. Why hours after the election did seven people travel to an undisclosed location to hold a very private and highly secured guarded meeting? Anons knew it beforehand. You have more than you know. It's all there. Future proves the past. And in case you guys are wondering, I'm going to play a clip of President Trump doing an air cue. And I've brought this up before and I bring it up again. Some folks would say, I don't believe in that mess. I don't believe in the comms, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I get it. Go back and do your own research. You can attack all you want. However, why is it the mainstream media constantly can talk about the intel board, the Q board, and put it down, therefore put into the psyche of everyone that there's nothing there? Yet everything we've been showing all these years shows that there's too many coincidences to prove that it is definitely playing out the way it's supposed to. And I'm going to show you that in a moment. Before that, I wanted to talk a little bit more about our health and ivermectin. Folks, as we continually talk about health and things that can help us out in many different ways, we get many questions about ivermectin, where to get it, and we're constantly sending out links. And we thought, you know what? We just work together with Zahara Heckscher and see if we can get that link with the discount. So sure enough, they have a huge selection at the description box below. Has Zara Heckscher.com. That's ZAHARAHECKSCHER.com. Click in the description box below and put AWK10 in the coupon code, and you get 10% off your order. So they have a huge selection of different things. Quality assurance, you can save really big, up to, you can save a lot of money on them, and fast shipping. They've done really great work for us. We've been able to send many people there. Again, if you're looking for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, then head that way today.
Rudolf Hess. On the charges of crimes against humanity, the tribunal finds you not guilty. But we find you guilty on counts 1 and 2, and thereby sentence you to imprisonment for life. Admiral Wilhelm Keitel, guilty on all 4 counts. The tribunal sentences you to death by hanging.
Defendant Hans Frank. The tribunal finds you guilty on counts 3 and 4 and sentences you to death by hanging.
Julius Streicher.
Now, this clip from a movie comes from President Trump. He pushed this out saying, referring to the radical left scoundrels like Adam Shifty Schiff, who are purposely destroying our country. Soon, we won't have a USA anymore. And he posted this from John Rich, hold them accountable. And this is the continued clip from the movie as a reminder of what will play out for these traitors.
Guilty on count 4, crimes against humanity. Death by hanging.
Defendant Schacht. The tribunal has come to the conclusion that the evidence against Halmar Schacht has not been established beyond a reasonable doubt. Therefore finds that Schacht is not guilty on this indictment.
Quiet, please.
The defendant, Karl Dönitz, guilty on counts 2 and 3. The tribunal sentences you to 10 years imprisonment.
Foreign Minister von Ribbentrop, guilty on all 4 counts. The tribunal sentences you to death by hanging. Ernst Kaltenbrunner, guilty on counts 3 and 4. The tribunal sentences you to death by hanging.
Balder von Schirach, guilty on count 4, 20 years in prison.
Alfred Jodl, on all 4 counts, guilty. Death by hanging.
Hans Fitt.
Catching that? How it will play out. Even if you don't like Putin, he's over the target regarding Klaus Schwab and the WEF. Putin warns the globalist terrorist Klaus Schwab his days are numbered. Huh. Part of that WEF is this Yuval Harari. AI could write a new Bible that could actually be correct. These are the folks that we're dealing with. Why even bring up a Bible? Why? Why even attack the very thing that we believe in, that we hold to.
Thing about AI that everybody needs to know, it's the first technology ever that can create new ideas. You know, the printing press, radio, television, they broadcast, they spread the ideas created by the human brain, by the human mind. They cannot create a new idea. You know, Gutenberg printed the Bible in the middle of the 15th century. The printing press printed as many copies of the Bible as Gutenberg instructed it, but it did not create a single new page. It had no ideas of its own about the Bible. Is it good? Is it bad? How to interpret this? How to interpret that? AI can create new ideas, can even write a new Bible. We, you know, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. Every religion claims our book, all the other books of the other religions, they humans wrote them. But our book, no. It came from some superhuman intelligence. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct. That just think about a religion whose holy book is written by an AI. That could be a reality.
How sick. Why didn't he say we can have an AI write a new Quran? Head over to the Muslim countries and say that. Go ahead. Instead, it's the constant attack on the Word of God. Every tittle-tattle that was put in there, and I used to look at it as the translation when Jesus said, every tittle-tattle that's put in the Word of God is breathed. It's God-breathed. It's from our Creator. And I used to think that when he said that, when we translated it, every molecule on the very ink that hits the paper, inspired by God, 40 men over 1,500 years, and yet he's attacking it. You see who they're after, who they're really going after? Kind of reminds me of when they join together with WEF and others. They hang out together, they get their singers, they get their music artists and more. And they use everything they can to play with the psyche and the minds of people. Do you guys know they have this big sphere out in Vegas? Think it cost $2 billion to build this thing. A lot of folks have seen it. They had their concert video. U2 was in there. And when you see this, this video was put out recently, showing all types of craziness. Now, U2 loves the World Economic Forum, is tied to it. And the symbolism from U2 and most of their songs and videos are sickening. Now, I will be honest with you. I listened to U2 when I was younger, and I thought that they were, you know, all that. But as they played in this giant stadium, they placed words like Antichrist, pizza. Do you guys know what pizza is? Fascist, riot, believe, and then they put lie in the middle of believe. Watch more TV. Fear. There's a picture of it right there from the outside. Kids, violence. They flashed all this in front of everyone. Walt Disney. Jesus wept. Walt Disney right after that. Riot, fascist, slavery, Nelson Mandela, free pizza. Tread softly, everyone, gun, school, gaslight, violent illusion. All this stuff, the way that they played it, let's see.
He loved.
The way that they play it, if I can put this here. It was played in slow motion for everybody to see. Everything you know is wrong. Now, I thought I had a clip ready. Yeah, they sold their souls. I'm going to show you this from Good Fight. Now, Good Fight doesn't agree with everything we're doing, and I don't agree with everything they say, especially when it comes to politics and other things. But they do great work in exposing these guys. And one of the songs that I was kind of shocked, because I didn't really pay attention to the words, was
Kane.
Listen to this part.
which became Charles Manson's theme song for his murderous rampage.
Right here.
Has been that their success has been part of Satan's strategy to capture as many of those who would have otherwise been keen to the more blatant forms of Satan's devices in the cesspool of rock. Here we see Bono of U2 singing Helter Skelter, which became Charles Manson's theme song for his murderous rampage. While singing Helter Skelter, we see Bono wielding an upside-down cross, which has a singular message in rock music. U2 make it clear as to just what God they are serving in songs like God's Country, when they declare, quote, "I stand with the sons of Cain." Cain was the wicked man who murdered his innocent brother, Abel. God's word states emphatically that Cain was in league with Satan, warning that, quote, "Cain was of the evil one," end quote. God's word warns against those who would like you to declare that they stand with the sons of Cain, declaring, quote, "Woe or judgment unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever." In the mid-1980s, after U2 had already had a huge following, they made it quite clear as to whom they were truly following as they began to repeatedly cover the Rolling Stones' anthem of praise to Satan, "Sympathy for the Devil." Pleased to meet you. I hope you guess my name. Oh, yeah. You know I'm pleased to meet you. I hope you guess my name. Bono, U2's lead singer, has repeatedly assumed the role of Lucifer in his music, in, for example, the fly character, which was an allusion to Beelzebub, or the Lord of the Flies. Beelzebub is referred to in God's word as the Prince of Demons. After employing the persona of Beelzebub, the Prince of Demons, Bono would then later employ the character of Mephisto. During the Zoo TV tour, Bono revealed his new satanic persona in Mephisto as he proudly pounced around the stage with satanic horns upon his head. Bono stated that Mephisto is an extension of his fly persona. The concept of Mephisto was taken from a German film by a similar name, which was actually inspired by the story of the ancient sorcerer Mephistopheles. The German film is a film about a rock star who sells his soul to Satan for fame and success.
Do you get it yet? It's a long video. He goes into extreme details about all this, yet the first concert they have at this big screen is U2, who belongs to the World Economic Forum. And they put all this garbage into your brain, and we run to it. We're not supposed to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And how do we renew our mind? Daily, through the Word of God and prayer. Here's one. How comical is it that the people calling Putin a Nazi have now held a standing ovation for the exact thing they claim to hate? When Anon said Ukraine was influenced and controlled by Nazis, many called us conspiracy theorists. Ah, but I guess we were right this entire time again, weren't we? And this was posted by out there for us to see. Check this out, and I'll read over it. The fact that everyone applauded, this is from Putin, everyone applauded this Nazi in Canada Parliament is absolutely disgusting. Remember when they did a standing ovation for a Nazi? Especially the president of Ukraine, who has Jewish blood in his veins, who has Jewish roots, stands there and applauds a Nazi. Not just to some belated follower of Nazi ideology, but to a person who killed Jewish people with his own hands. It was him who personally killed Jews. If the Canadian Parliament Speaker says that the Canadian-Ukrainian or the Ukrainian-Canadian Nazi fought against Russians during World War II, he cannot but understand that he fought on Hitler's side, not on the side of the motherland, Canada. Or was a fascist collaborationist. In any case, he was fighting on the side of the Nazi troops. Let's say he does not know that. In no way do I want to hurt the feelings of the people of Canada. Despite everything, we treat Canada with respect, especially its people. But if he does not know that during World War II, it was Hitler and his minions who fought against Russians, then he's an idiot. That means he did not study in school, has no elementary knowledge. But if he knows that this person fought on Hitler's side and calls him a hero of Ukraine and a hero of Canada, it's one way or another. He's dumb. And so that takes us to Zelensky. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter showed us this clip. Oh my goodness. Zelensky looks shook, stuttering his way through this interview. Okay? After McCarthy was ousted from Speaker and U.S. support for Ukraine is in jeopardy.
With the United States, I've been in Washington this year, and I had a meeting with President Biden, and I had heard his 100% support in White House, and also support by bipartisan support in Congress. I think it's important of course difficult election period for the United States. Different voices, some of the voices are very strange. About this also we will speak about this today and
off he goes. It's all coming after the catastrophic optics of Zelensky and Trudeau giving a Nazi a standing ovation in the halls of Canada's corrupt government. Does he see the walls closing in? Something going on there? Huh. All this talk, all the money that's been sent their direction, and more is slowly making its way known to the public. Another thing that was known to the public, many have been talking about the U.S. debt clock. Well, I had a chance to interview Dr. Kirk Elliott about this in detail. He breaks it down. You're going to hear this on Sunday when we release the interview. Big opportunity for precious metals. It's absolutely amazing how he brings all of this together. I'm going to show you a clip from that right now.
People on entitlements, welfare.
Let me get to the part where he brings. Yeah, here we go.
But when you look at, I'm going to show you what to look at on here, because to me, it's the most important part. So if you go to the very right, there's a green square with the red arrow next to it, yep. Right at the top there. So that's dollar supply. That is M2 money supply, which is checking accounts, savings accounts, money markets. That's very liquid funds, right? So that's the funds that you have in your banks. It's down almost $800 billion since the beginning of the year. $800 billion. But people say, well, Kirk, what gives? Have you been lying? Because you've always said that inflation is a function of an increasing money supply. We've got inflation, but that money supply number's come down by $800 billion. It's like, nope, not lying. Different money supply number, right?
So you have to listen to the rest on Sunday as we bring this up. And he did a great job explaining all this in detail. Man, I was excited just going through it step by step with him. As they continued to play with our money and more, they continued to push the COVID-19 response.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals, you may soon overwhelm.
They continue to push the fear, day in and day out. I like Elon Musk posting this. Imagine a vaccine so safe, you have to be threatened to take it. For a disease so deadly, you have to be tested to know you have it. I'm going to say that one more time. We call this imagination land. Imagine a vaccine so safe, you have to be threatened to take it. For a disease so deadly, you have to be tested to know you have it. Does that make sense? So an incredible cell phone, libs of TikTok, Leading report put out, Florida Senate committee has unanimously passed a bill that would give the death penalty to those who commit sexual crimes against children. Penny pushed this one out to the public and said the amount of people not understanding this is going to be used to kill trans and queer people is making me lose my mind. The amount of people not understanding this is going to be used to kill trans and queer people is making me lose my mind. So admitting that the trans and queer people are the what? The death penalty for those who commit sexual crimes against children. Why admit that? There was a great interview, and I think I put it in the description box below, with Tucker Carlson. Genital mutilation is not just a fad, it's a full-blown industry. How did something this demented happened so quickly? Chris Moritz has been following the money. Let's check
this
out. What I call
Transgender Inc. deserves to be highlighted in a very visible way. Why? Sex reassignment surgeries and hormone replacement therapies are a combined value of $2.94 billion. By 2030, would increase to $7.5 billion. There are no long-term studies that show the efficacy of taking these very powerful pharmaceuticals. One of the most graphic and invasive procedures is a vaginoplasty. That is where male-to-female patient is castrated, testicles are removed, and the penis is inverted to create a vaginal cavity.
They can't even do lip filler in a convincing way in this country. You can't tell me they can recreate something as complex as female genitalia.
The Biden administration has kind of tacitly endorsed reconstructive surgery for minors.
The child will often know that they are transgender from the moment that they have any ability to express themselves.
There's 300,000 transgender youth. That number has, by the way, doubled over 5 years. They face a lifetime of zero sexual function.
It's almost too crazy.
It's perverse.
It is perverse. And so they go through this in detail, and you find out it's all about the money. Billions of dollars. They have to push it. They love making the money. They could care less about the people. Could care less. You go to the State Observers Network showing this. Gender euphoria, having your elementary schoolers ask if there's two of you because they saw you be femme one day and mask the next, and watch how this teacher behaves.
You're confusing young children. Congratulations. You're mentally ill and you're bored.
Mentally ill and bored.
Nothing gets done in a woke society. There's this video of like a conference going on.
Hi, I am Andy P. From Los Angeles. They, them pronouns. There was a previous point of privilege about waving around signs.
And then another guy gets up and he's like, I just like to say to all the people chattering in the audience, I have sensory issues, so I need you all to be quiet while each person is speaking. And
hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him. I have already asked people to be mindful of the...
Yeah. I've had enough of hearing that. It reminded me of something as they were talking that, you know, we don't need to see all the corruption. We've seen it day in and day out. We know that there are forces on this earth, they're doing all they can to destroy us day in and day out. And we've got folks that are fighting hard behind the scenes to put a stop to it and expose them. And I mentioned before, whenever we play clips from and showing the Intel board, the Q board, it's a reminder that it's always been supported. It's not something that we just place there because we're trying to get everyone excited. It's we're showing the facts. Joe Rambo showed us this. If anyone thinks the DJT is unaware of Q or that people watch to pick up on small things like hand motions during speeches, then you're fooling yourself. So explain to me, while at the same time that he says thank you, obviously emphasizing the word exactly that way. He also motions his hand to make an air cue multiple times. Watch this. You ready?
We will make America powerful again. Thank you. Thank you. The whole country is watching. The whole country is watching what you have done. Thank you.
We will over and over again. Calm before the storm. Remember that playing out.
You guys know what this represents?
Well, I don't remember the
the calm before the storm.
Lester Stormy.
Could be the calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm, standing with a group of military. We played that one day in and day out. We know that this thing's going to take probably till 2025 to finally see it all come together. We have to make it one day at a time, all together. Not divided, but together. Part of those setting the example of bringing us together would be Pepe Deluxe. He said, V Darkness Falls prayed with me on the phone and asked Jesus to be Lord of his life. I believe he meant that prayer and said he had been already praying that prayer. I'm very proud of his decision, honored to be able to pray with him. Will you be praying for him? I'll post the video he posted too. Also, Apex Prime prayed to ask Jesus to be his Lord. Angels rejoice every time this happens. I have the post that people are responding to pinned on my Telegram. And guys, I've said this before, and I'm showing you a picture, and I'm going to explain this in a second. But before I explain this, I wanted to say I've met folks who had no idea what was going on, never watched the news, got to the cue board, and they saw all the scriptures, went to the Bible and started reading, and came to know Christ as their Lord and Savior, repented of their sins, and I've spent time with them. No matter what's going on, no matter how hard things get, no matter how difficult people can be towards us, we have the sure word of God, and yet they're trying to change it with AI. They're trying to go after those that are MAGA, and I believe a lot of MAGA people are conservative, and I believe many of them follow our Lord and Savior. So V Darkness Falls posted something that we all need to see and we can lift up in prayer. I believe the name is pronounced Salias, but I could be wrong. It's S-A-L-I-A-S. The pulmonologist yesterday sent him home with an apnea monitor for the next few months to monitor how frequent his respiratory distress episodes are. They also have him on Pneumogram during his sleeping times to mine data. They want us to take him back in today because an abnormality showed up in his chest x-ray depicting a displacement with his windpipe and trachea, indicating there's likely a mass or tumor within his chest wall cavity, which would be causing him to stop breathing. So they want us to take him back in today for more x-rays and tests to be sure. They're also sending referral to neurologists to test him for seizures. Doesn't seem to be having those. So he could sure use all the love and prayers from everyone here today. Guys, I've used V Darkness Falls over and over again for this channel, constantly posting updates and more. Okay? And I saw this and it broke my heart. I had to deal with this myself with my daughter. When she was just 1 week old on Christmas Day, we had to take her in and we thought we were going to lose her. 15 minutes left before she took her last breath, supposedly was going to take her last breath when they told us that was going to happen. The nurses prayed, held hands and prayed, said, I don't know if most of you pray, but I want to pray now. And when they opened their eyes, my daughter's vein showed up in her foot and they were able to get a shot into the vein so they could keep her going. She had RSV. And this right here are the things that we need to come together on. Remembering our children, remember the parents, remember those that are asking for prayer each and every day.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for those that are out. We always pray and lift up those that are on the front lines. We know V Darkness Falls constantly puts out information for us to glean from. And at this moment, he's crying out for prayer for little Salias. And we just ask that you would comfort him. May he just sense the overwhelming love and affection from you. Comfort and rest for his family. And may Salias come out of this with flying colors, and the miracle be just placed on him for healing at this very moment. We thank you for as you continue to help us, use us to speak to others, and constantly remind us of your care for us and your winning in the end. We thank you that we can come boldly before your throne, day in and day out, with our requests. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in once again. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a great weekend. Please hit that subscribe button if you would, and like button and share. We just can't thank you enough for your support. And we'll have the big announcement next week, I believe, for the cruise that's coming up. We sent the email out to our email subscribers already, and we're looking forward to that event and hope that it all comes together. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with And We Know, signing out.